Hi, and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. This is episode number 6, and I'm Stuart Lawler. I don't know about you, but I think the weather for the last couple of weeks has been a bit strange. Freezing cold nights and days, and then mild and wet this week, certainly in Dublin. So I hope wherever you are, you're keeping warm and dry. Now, stay with us for the next 25 or so minutes, because I'll be telling you about a new feature that's just appeared in the latest update to JAWS and Fusion, and it's pretty cool. We'll be meeting Tom and Laura, two amazing people who have come up with a really exciting invention called the Ramble Tag, and Sight and Sound Technology customer Martin Lawler from Dublin tells us about his use of the Mini Vision. That's all coming up. Stay right where you are. Thank you, as always, for downloading and subscribing to our podcast, and of course for your ongoing contact. It's always nice to receive your emails. If you want to get in touch with us, of course, it's podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. You can also call us on from the UK on 01604 798070, or if you want to get in touch with us here in Dublin, you can call us on 01690 9720. It's been actually a busy month for us at Sight and Sound. Been doing lots and lots of I suppose preparation for the year ahead. Lots of Sight Village exhibitions will be coming up throughout the year. Keep an eye out. We'll be telling you all about that on our Facebook and Twitter social media channels, and of course on this podcast. Now, at the end of January, a major update came out for Fusion, and that covers, of course, JAWS and Zoom Text. One notable new feature that I do want to flag for you is the installation, or the ability to be able to install additional voices from within the voice dialog in JAWS. So you don't need to go onto the web anymore and download the voice and run the installer. It makes the whole process a lot more simple. Let me very briefly just demonstrate to you how that happens. Let me see where I am on my computer at the moment.
Desktop one.
So there's my desktop open. If I press insert and J,
JAWS Professional.
I run my JAWS from as a window. I don't run it from the system tray. So JAWS has its own window. I'm going to press Alt and O for the options menu here.
Menu, application menu, basics, voices submenu.
Go to the voices menu and press enter.
Voice adjustment.
And I have my voice dialog. If I up arrow once, I'll find a new option here.
Add remove voices.
And here's the option to add or remove voices. I can press enter here.
Leaving menus. Add remove vocalizer expressive voices. Select the language combo box, English.
So the first option, I can select the language for which I want to install voices. English is selected, so let's tab here and have a look.
Premium voices multi-select list box. Not selected, Allison. English, United States, 1 of 20.
Because this is a multi-select box, you can actually press Shift and F8 and then cycle through the voices and hit the space bar on any that you want to select. I'm going to go for
not selected, Ava.
So let's hit the space bar here.
Ava, English, United States.
Let's tab again.
Play sample button.
I can play a sample of the voice if I want. So if I want to hear it prior to installing.
Install selected voices button.
I can install the selected voices. And if I tab once more.
Additional options. Remove a voice button.
There are additional options to remove a single voice or remove all vocalizer expressive voices that I may have installed. So I have that option. When I install the voice, it will appear in my voice profile, set up as a new voice profile, and I can edit or modify that accordingly. So a really handy and quick way to get access to all these vocalizer expressive voices without ever having to leave the JAWS environment and without ever having to go onto the internet. Well,
I'm sitting in the Sight and Sound office in Glasgow, absolutely delighted to be here, and particularly delighted to be here with two wonderful people. We've been chatting off air for the last 15 or so minutes, and we're here to talk about a new and innovative device called the Ramble Tag, and I'm joined by Tom Forsyth and Laura McLean. Tom and Laura, you're very welcome.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Great to have you both, and thank you for coming in. I'm just fascinated by the product you've just shown me, the problem that you are solving, and how you, that whole journey that you went about doing it. Let's start off, maybe before we talk about the product, just to find out a little bit about you both. Tom, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I stay in Annisland, and I lost my sight over a period of time. And it's very, like any blind person, it's awkward for me to get around. The situation was that I have a large dog. He's not a guide dog, and when my partner isn't available, it's I've got to ensure that he's going to go out and go for a walk. Fortunately, in the situation that I was in, Laura's my neighbour, and she had volunteered to give me a hand. Laura is a dog walker, and she has a dog of her own.
Brilliant. So Laura, you came along, said, I'll give you a hand, walk the dog. You're chatting away, walking along together. Tom is presumably holding your arm at this stage.
Yeah.
What kind of happened?
Tom misbehaved a lot. So do our dogs. So they were kind of pulling us apart from each other and crossing over. So when we were linked arms, we found that our bodies were either bumping into each other if our dogs crossed, or pulling us apart. And Tom would often just sort of hold the corner of my elbow or just loosely in my arm. And it just, as an untrained guide, I didn't feel it was safe, or, I didn't feel totally confident with how safe he was, and we were just mucking about, and you need something to hold on to, and I need to stick a handle on you type thing, and from there we were like, ding.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because many people will have that conversation, oh, wouldn't it be great if, but they'll never do anything about it. And in fact, I'm just remembering as I'm saying this, years ago when I was very, very small, and I have two younger sisters who are twins, who were 3 years younger than me, so they were probably about four at the time and I was seven, and they were attempting to guide me, and one of them said, it would be great if you had a steering wheel on your head. We never got to that point. But so how did you guys you're walking along with your dogs, you say, wouldn't it be great if there was a handle and we wouldn't bump into each other? How did it kind of move then, Tom, to actually a product that we have with us today?
Fortunately, I suppose, in my working days, I've always been involved in, the arts and things like design. Similarly, Laura is of a same background. So really, once we decided, we thought this would possibly be a solution to the problem, I think we went into it as I think we do with everything else. So it was really quite straightforward, and we both approach the design side of things with we get stuck in at it and we do it until we can perfect it. So it was really in ways it was almost a natural progress, for the two of us.
You were telling me off air that I think the first night you guys had obviously been out for your walk, and you said, okay, see you tomorrow, and then next thing Laura emerges the next day with this, with the start of the device we have today and that's on sale. And Laura, was that a crazy night for you? Were you up all night trying to put this together?
I think we both really got a big buzz off of the idea, and like Tom says, we're both creative, the slight obsessive thing to just get things done and, make things happen. And I had like an old bag and an e-pad that I just chopped up and got the sewing machine out, bled over a little bit, and then turned up the next day. So, it's a dead exciting little walk that we went on, and we were kind of just immediately aware of the problems it could solve.
So let's try to, and Tom, I think you'll be the best person to describe what we've been leading up to, what we're talking about, the Ramble Tag, how it can work.
Well, it's really fairly simple in its design. It's very light and comfortable to wear. It's placed on the upper arm of the guide, and there is two securing Velcro straps which go round the arm. So in actual fact, the guide's arm serves as the sort of the strength, the core strength of the Ramble Tag. On the exterior of it, there is a very nice tactile handle for the visually impaired person to hold, and the handle sits more or less level at elbow level, and so it sort of conforms to traditional sort of guiding methods, in that as opposed to holding or whatever, all one has to do is to slip your hand into the handle, and if the guide knows his or her salt, you're off.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that sort of struck me, the handle is very firm. It's nice to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you often find when you're holding somebody's arm, your hand may get very warm, maybe warm on their arm, maybe mm-hmm. you're kind of pulling on their arm. It seems that you've kind of addressed all these things, Laura.
Yeah, I mean, the feedback that we've got from just different people trying them, like some people have commented on how their wife's jaggy nails don't jag into them anymore, or in a hot day they're not getting sweat dripping down the arm.
Yeah.
Some people want to use them for like big 5K things and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to be, you know, if you're going to build up a wee bit of heat doing that, and shoulder pain for the guide, and you know, if you're always linking it, lifting your arm and your shoulder a certain way, I suppose over time you'll get a kind of repetitive strain. So we've had comments on how immediately people are not getting sore backs, the guides are not getting sore backs or shoulders, or
it strikes me, even things, I mean, I was going through the airport yesterday in Dublin with a guide holding their arm, and there was some very narrow areas because there was lots of people coming the other way, mm-hmm. and then we were going through the area where the security screening is, and it was very tight. It strikes me in those situations, Tom, it could be very useful.
It is very useful, and the Ramble Tag is on trial at airports throughout the country. As you will be aware of, sometimes the blind are, you know, kept away from the sort of main body of passengers.
Mm.
So we've noticed that they're, as I say, they're very popular with assistance crews because it offers that the ability to be able to take someone. They have different ways and routes of getting the visually impaired to the aircraft, so the Ramble Tag just really fits in there, and it has bonuses as well, obviously, in that it eliminates any possible gender issues, or more importantly, in a traveller's sense, any cultural differences that may occur.
Yeah, it's a very
personal boundaries. So.
Exactly, it's a very kind of neutral way to travel, I suppose.
Yeah,
you mentioned there about it being on trial, Laura. How is that working? Can people kind of request to test this thing at an airport? Or
we encourage people wherever you're traveling to ask for them.
Well, because I'm flying out of Glasgow on Friday, so
well, when you're in Glasgow, absolutely, you'll get one.
I'm going to ask for one. Okay.
Yeah, say hello to them.
Excellent.
They've all become really supportive, and because there's like different airport groups and things, they all chat between themselves, so we've got them in about 8 airports. We can't go into too much detail, but if you're there, ask.
Okay, so I suppose the idea is, if you're in an airport in the UK, ask, hey, do you guys have a Ramble Tag?
Anywhere in the world, ask. We're trying to conquer the world.
Have to come to Dublin as well.
Yeah.
So Tom, tell me, because you're like myself, you're used to the what we would call the traditional method of sighted guide. You're holding someone's arm. What's it like going back to that after using the Ramble Tag?
I can imagine. The as you use the Ramble Tag, you become more and more conscious of just really what it's doing for you. I really enjoy walking with you. because for me, it's not two people trying to walk as one. Mm. It gives me a certain amount of freedom and independence, which I really enjoy. And it also gives me the ability to set the pace a bit. You know, I'm not being, you know, sped forward or whatever. If the if you like, if the terrain is flat and it's clear ahead, it turns what could be, in certain cases, uncomfortable walk into a pleasant stroll.
Excellent. Laura, there's probably, well, I've no doubt there's lots of people listening who are kind of going, I don't want to wait till I'm in the airport. I want to do this now. And, and why not buy this thing? Because it's fantastic and you guys are fantastic people. So how can people get their hands on this right now?
Many ways, but we're online everywhere. We've got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, we've got a website, www.rambletag.co.uk, and you can buy them there. We've tried to make our website as simple as possible. It's one click to visit our shop and then one click to add it to your basket, and there's a wee selection of colours and available as well. So it's free postage worldwide, so we'll just get them in the post the next day basically, and have them to you as soon as.
I feel like I'm sitting in an episode of Dragon's Den. If I was an investor and had money, I'd be pumping it into you guys because you're great.
So
we'll take it now.
I don't have any.
So
it's great to see that something like this, a product that emerged out of a kind of an accidental conversation between you two, walking your dogs, suddenly has become this. This I guess piece of kit that people are using in airports and that people want to get their hands on. A very, very simple solution to, I think, a challenge a lot of us have very frequently. So Tom and Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to come in, and thank you for telling us your own story and for sharing the excitement of RambleTag. And I'm encouraging everybody to visit www.rambletag.co.uk. Thanks a million to you
both.
Thank you very much. Get one well, stops last. No.
So, was the search for something like a smart vision? Did it take a while?
It did. I had the original Capsys, the first one they brought out, and but that didn't. You couldn't really get the apps and stuff on that one. So then, when the Smart Vision 2 Premium came out, I was delighted. So, because it's a proper Android phone.
Okay, when we talk about proper Android phones and applications, I'm always interested because everyone has their phone set up slightly differently. Everybody uses different applications in different ways. What have you installed on your Smart Vision?
Well, I have the RTE Player app. I have the Virgin Media Player app. I have the YouTube app. I have I'm using WhatsApp now for sending messages and everything like that. So, and then I have an email app called K9 Mail.
Okay.
So they're all from the Play Store.
In terms of accessibility to these apps, because this will vary, not the issue, you know, with Smart Vision as such, but it's just Android applications. Have you found most of them accessible?
Most of them are accessible, except for the RT Player app. Since they've updated it, TalkBack won't read what's on the screen sometimes.
Okay.
But other than that, I find it very, very easy to use and really, really good, especially the voice recognition.
Okay. So we'll come back to the Smart Vision 2 in a minute to get a sense of how you use this thing. You took the Mini Vision for a test. You came in here a couple of weeks ago. You borrowed it. What was the experience like?
It's a very, very easy phone to use and set up. Again, the voice recognition on that too is really good. Now, you can't download apps from the Play Store on it, but you can do firmware updates on it, and you can download premium voices as well if you want to install the Capsys premium voices on that as well. So I found it for a user that just wants a phone for calls and text, well, that's the right form for them. Mm-hmm. Very, very easy to use.
The connectivity, so the idea of having Wi-Fi means that you can dictate text.
That's correct.
Anywhere
yeah.
there's an edit box, basically, you can dictate text, isn't that it?
You can, yeah, yeah. And I found the FM radio very, very good to listen to it as well.
Okay.
So
the text dictation quality, the quality or the result, rather, you get back is incredible, I think.
Yes, it is. Correct.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so do you want to give us a quick demo of what this sounds like for people who may not have heard it?
I will, yes. So I'm going to unlock the screen now, which is the power button.
Device unlocked. 11:02 a.m. Battery level, 93% remaining.
So I'll try to send you a text message by voice.
Brilliant.
Send Stuart Lawler a text message.
Text Stuart Lawler, okay. What's the message?
Hello, Stuart. Thank you very much for having me on the Sight and Sound podcast today.
Here you go. Do you want to send it or change it?
Read it.
Here's your text to Stuart Lawler. Hello, Stuart. Thank you very much for having me on this Item Sound podcast today. Do you want to send it or change it?
Send it.
Okay.
So it's sending.
Message sent.
Sent it there now, yeah.
Screen off.
And wait till we see. I should get a text. There we go. That's my phone. That's my iPhone. So the accuracy of the speech was incredible, wasn't it?
Very, very good, yeah.
So you're using that all the time. Now, you can use the keyboard as well, can't you?
You can indeed, yeah, yeah. The buttons are lovely, but if I'm typing a long text,
yeah,
I usually speak it in. The same if I'm using WhatsApp, I usually speak the text in as well.
Okay. Probably important to make a couple of distinctions with regard to mini vision versus smart vision. So you can't use things like WhatsApp. It's not a phone you're going to put apps on, right?
No, it's not. No, okay. It's just a basic phone for calls and text.
How's this thing for listening to music? Do you use any music services?
No, I just listen to the FM radio and I listen to the internet radio on it as okay. well, because I usually use the Google Home Mini or the Amazon Echo Dot for the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've really kind of embraced both the smart vision and the mini vision devices.
Yes,
and,
yeah,
and they have very different use cases, but you've kind of identified both.
Yeah, they're really, really very, very good phones for someone that doesn't want to use a touchscreen. Now, you can use the touchscreen on the Capsys smart vision too. So, like, you've got three. Really, it's an all-round phone, because you've got the buttons, you've got the touchscreen, and you've also got voice recognition as well.
Right, absolutely fantastic. Martin, thank you not just for coming in today to tell us about it, but for evaluating the mini vision for us and giving us a real sense of where it's going to sit for people who might be interested. So
yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah.
All right, Martin, thanks a million.
Thank you very much, Stuart.
See you soon.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks very much to Martin Lawler there for extolling the virtues of the mini vision and smart vision too. And Martin is one of these people who really takes a product and really evaluates it thoroughly, and not just for his needs, but he looks at it, I think, in the broadest possible sense and really takes it apart. So I certainly appreciate that, Martin. Thank you very much for doing that. And of course, if you're interested in the mini vision or smart vision too and want to know more, give our sales team a call in Northampton, 01604 798 070, or call us in Dublin on 01690 9720. And hey, who could not but be hugely impressed with Laura and Tom and the Ramble Tag, which is selling, by the way, at £21 sterling on rambletag.co.uk, or about €23.80. So go and buy one, because it's well worth it. That's just about it for this month. Thank you for listening to the Sight and Sound podcast. We'll be back soon. Until then, from everyone at Sight and Sound Technology, this is Stuart Lawler saying take care and goodbye.